Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Congresswoman Angie Craig says current challenges are making it harder for the next generation to get started in farming and ranching.
I'm very worried about young and beginning farmers right now.
Craig, the ranking member of the U.S. House Ag Committee, says production expenses are out of control.
Farmers are paying more for fertilizer, they're paying more for diesel cost, commodities prices are still not where most would like to see them, they're paying more for seeds, for machinery, for utilities, for labor when they can find it.
Craig says access to affordable credit is one of the biggest barriers facing young farmers. Minnesota-based Cargill CEO Brian Sykes is expected to travel to China this week as part of a business delegation accompanying President Trump for meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Cargill is the only ag-focused company represented among several major U.S. corporations expected to attend. The trip comes as trade tensions and tariffs continue to create challenges for soybean exports and other ag markets important to Minnesota farmers. Health officials warn it's a bad spring for ticks. Infectious disease physician Dr. Greg DeMurray says the CDC is tracking more ER visits for tick bites and tick activity.
The ticks are real dependent on climate, you know, and how severe of a winter we have, and then also on their feeding sources. So the ticks feed on mammals, and if the winter is mild, then these mammals survive more, so they're more of the animals around for the ticks to feed on.
DeMurray says that combination is driving higher tick populations this year, meaning people heading outdoors should take extra precautions. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for 35 counties across Northwest, West Central, and Southwest Minnesota today due to extreme fire danger conditions. In other headlines, small business owners are demanding Minnesota House members join their Senate counterparts and pass a massive relief bill for recovery from federal immigration actions. This bill would provide a total of $100 million in forgivable loans. Yusra Muhammad is a business consultant for the Minneapolis Lake Street Council.
When small businesses fail, tax revenues shrink, jobs disappear, and entire corridors go dark, including the rural areas. That is not a partisan issue. That is an economic reality that every Minnesota will pay for.
Around 600 nurses at Maple Grove Hospital are set to go on strike. Monday's vote to authorize an unfair labor practice strike follows more than a year of contract negotiations. A strike authorization gives the bargaining team the power to call one at the end of the cooling off period. This is MNN.